American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.
A phrasal verb is a verb that is made up of a main verb together with an adverb or a preposition or both. A verb helps with actions, states, and feelings. Now, what's an adverb? Adverbs modify, right? They modify verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs. A preposition is a word used to link nouns, pronouns, or phrases to other words in a sentence. We use prepositions to talk about places, where we're going. They help us understand the connection to people, objects, time, and places. Prepositions are usually short words, and they're normally placed directly in front of nouns. Do you remember your nouns? Well, what do nouns do? Nouns refer to people, places, and things. Those are nouns, right? So your name is a noun. Places where you live, your home, that's a noun, and things. Everything you see around you is a thing. A phrasal verb is a combination of two or three words from different parts of English. Hey, that's easy, right? Remember that all sentences in English must have a verb. However, there is something else you need to know. A phrase is not a sentence because it's not a complete idea with a subject, verb, and a predicate. In addition to common vocabulary, everyday phrases are one of the most important parts of the English language. Phrasal verbs are used often by native English speakers instead of a single common English word. It's very natural to use phrasal verbs because it's more common when people are simply just communicating. Some of the most common phrasal verbs have an obvious literal meaning that's easy to understand. Sometimes we use phrases because it is more common than the actual literal word itself. Idiomatic phrasal verbs mean something completely different than the words used in literal phrases. Because their meanings are idiomatic, there's no logical pattern or formula for learning them. Hey, here's one idea for you. If you cannot see something happening, it's most likely an idiomatic phrase. Many phrasal verbs can be literal and idiomatic. Again, if you can see it happening, it's most likely literal. So, what's the best way to learn phrasal verbs? Well, start with literal. In other words, can you see it happening? And learn just a few phrases every day. Don't try to learn so many every day. 2, 3, 4 a day, that's plenty. When you know that you can remember those, then it's time to move on and learn some more. Idiomatic phrases can often be learned by connecting a phrase with one easy to remember word. Here are a few examples to study. In English, there are well over 10,000 phrasal verbs. Remember that phrases are often used because they are more natural than a single literal word. Here's an example, to go up the stairs. Literally, it means to ascend. Some might also use the word climb. So, to go up, hey, I'm going up the stairs. People use go up because it's more natural than saying, hey, let's ascend the stairs. Prices at the market always go up during the holidays. It means to increase. Some might use rise. So in this case, we're using it for prices, right? Prices go up during the holidays. So again, that means to increase in price, or some people might use the word rise. I'll go down the stairs for breakfast soon. Literally, it means to descend. In other words, I am going to descend the stairs. You see why we don't use literal words more than phrases? Because it doesn't sound very natural, does it? Some might use come down. So the difference there is, I'll go down the stairs now. If we're going to do that, it's because I'm probably talking to somebody upstairs. If I use come down, it's probably because somebody downstairs said, hey, when are you coming downstairs? Well, I'm coming downstairs in a few minutes. Prices will go down during the holiday sale. It means to decrease. So I could say prices will decrease during the holiday. The word reduce might also work. Reduce is often connected more so with money than the word decrease. The words reduce and decrease are synonyms. Often one word is better and more common to use. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.